This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, I'm Deb Steffens. Good day. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be along shortly. The thing about gender reveals, people love them, people hate them, and it's starting to get a lot of people in trouble. There is a family currently being investigated after reportedly contaminating a Brazilian waterfall and the river that goes along with it. They just gender reveal stunt. Excuse me, sorry, allergies are getting to me, and it's affecting the ads.
Right,
I had to call.
Go.
So they had blue dye into the outrageous gender reveal stunt. It went into this viral video, completely over the top, happened over the weekend, and of course it caught attention of environmental officials. According to several media reports, well, the stunt violated Brazil's federal environmental law, and a spokesperson said that this is just not cool, obviously. The stunt is causing the family to be charged with harming the environment, and it's an ongoing investigation. It will determine if penalties and fees are going to be happening. This is all according to the agency.
What was the reason for it? What are they trying to prove? What did they think would happen if they pulled this? Is this supposed to be for fun?
Yeah, that's what the gender reveal stuff. Well, we remember that wildfire where the people had one of those little smoke bombs that went off and caused that horrific wildfire, and the family was charged for that. And I want to say something happened in Mexico. Oh, it was the plane tragedy where a plane was announcing the baby's sex crashed into the sea, killing the two people on board. So gender reveals kind of just started as people being excited about
revealing. So give us a definition for those people who don't know what it is to be involved in gender reveal.
When you learn the sex of the baby, around, I want to say it's 17, 18 weeks, you learn the sex of the baby. And a lot of times people want to do this big gender reveal party. There's always a party for everything. And they're getting more and more elaborate, I want to say thanks to social media, where once upon a time it was you would bite into a cupcake and the inside of the cupcake would be pink or blue. And then there's sometimes where somebody, if they're an avid soccer player, there'll be a soccer ball and they kick the soccer ball and this colored powder comes out, whether it's blue or pink, and people are getting bigger and bigger, whether it will be fireworks or, like we saw in California, the smoke bomb that created a wildfire. This, the family who completely turned a waterfall blue.
Lovely. All right, well, don't do that if you don't want to get into trouble, I guess, much as anything else. There was a big stampede at an Indonesian soccer game over the weekend, which killed 125 people. The fact that soccer is as big around the world as it is, we seem to just be getting in on it, sort of the Johnny-come-latelys. But this is a huge thing pretty much everywhere, and Indonesia certainly is it's no surprise that people get this excited about this. And so the fans were upset about what was going on, and the police came in with tear gas, and it was just like the stampede.
And we've had situations like this even here in the States, where whether it's college sports or professional sports, and it's a really high-stakes game, and then people are rioting in the streets and all of this. And the stampede didn't happen first. It was trying to minimize the crowd and everything they were doing when they went onto the pitch. And the police officers and the authorities released the tear gas. And then it caused everyone to run where they couldn't really see anything. People couldn't breathe. Mm-hmm. And the stampede ended up causing. It's like they were trying to minimize something that was happening, and they instead made it so much worse.
Yeah. Well, this is people get themselves all worked up. We see it here all the time in football, especially even college level football and high school level football, where crowds sometimes, you've seen the stories, you've heard the stories about parents when it came to high school games, get so upset they get into a fist fight with the other parents and the other team.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of stuff. Why do you get so emotional about a damn game is the question that I would ask. It's not in my psyche, but apparently I'm not necessarily in the minority, but a lot of people, they have nothing else in their lives to get upset about or excited about, so they get upset about
but it should
silly
never be to that
game.
Level.
Even, no.
Even like the most avid sports fanatic, game. It still should yeah. never get to that level.
Nope. All right, here's something that'll give us food for thought. A couple that's in the U.S. Army arrested after providing health records of military employees to an FBI undercover agent. They thought he was an employee of the Russian embassy. Dr. Anna Gabrielian, who is an anesthesiologist at Johns Hopkins, and her husband, an Army major and a doctor, James Lee Henry, indicted in Maryland for conspiring to provide the Russians with personal medical information. Why would the Russians want or need this?
Uh-huh.
And what happens to these two people? This is treason. They should be put in jail, and they never get out.
And their excuse for this was the fact that America has not declared war against Russia, so they didn't see that they were doing anything wrong.
Good
That's
God.
Their defense.
How in the world do people begin to think like this? How do you do it? So do they? Are they in? Can they not get out of jail? They're under arrest. Are they going to stay in jail? Is it a military? This is military info, so
would,
should
yeah,
the military be in charge of the trial?
And they're facing a maximum of 10 years, which
why only 10 years?
Should be more.
Yes, 10 years, that's nothing. This should be the end of their career, the end of their lives. Put them in jail and leave them there. You don't give stuff like this away. But the more important question here, or as is important, is what the hell are the Russians doing? What do they want with our health records?
The health records,
the
right?
Soldiers?
Yeah.
What is that all about? Yeah. I'd want to know the answer to that question as well with these people. But now, throw away the key. There's no reason for them to be walking around breathing the same air that you and I are doing. There's a new book out on Donald Trump. Matter of fact, release date Tuesday. The author is somebody we've talked about here before, New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman, who Trump said was her conscience, in a manner of speaking. He enjoyed the experience with her. She's written a book about him called Confidence Man. And so I looked around at some of the information about the book, and I thought I'd share some of the things that apparently are in the book with you after this.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-704-2731. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-704-2731. That's 800-704-2731. Again, 800-704-2731.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed, or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Take Back, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Trending today, the new book on Donald Trump that will be very successful, I suggest. There are a lot of people who don't like him that will want to read this. A lot of people who do like him that will want to read it. Maggie Haberman is the author. Trump likes her. Mm-hmm. He was pretty candid. You can hear some of the audio even from her interviews with him. She spent a lot of time covering him. And this is back to when he was in the 1990s, part of New York, the social scene there, the business scene. And so she highlights some of the things. Pretty interesting, his obsession, say it again, Doug, obsession with the us versus them politics. The idea, you know, he is, whether you like it or you don't like it, he's still probably, at this point anyway, the number one Republican contender for the Republican nomination. DeSantis doesn't want you to think that, but that's, you know, there's a couple of others floating around, but Trump is still there. And so what you get out of this is the dark side of Trump, it looks like, and the not-so-dark side of Trump.
But isn't it nice having something that's not one-sided for once?
Yeah, right, yeah. She asked him last year whether he had taken any mementos from the White House, knowing how proud he had been of items like, you know, the letter that he wrote to Kim Jong Un and Hill or whatever his name is. He denied having taken anything significant. So he says to her, I didn't, but yet now it's known that he did. So that kind of stuff. And I don't know that there's a mood here to try to discredit him. It's just interesting to have him react. He does this all the time. He'll say one thing, and then what's true really is another thing. And people tend to just, that's deflected off of him, the old Teflon stuff that used to go with Ronald Reagan, and in part it went with Bill Clinton. Is it that presidents kind of all get that? Or in the modern era, have presidents had more, you know, Obama got away with some stuff that was really pretty damned outrageous. Bush, my God, look at what he got away with Iraq. And yet people today will tell you they wish for the good old days when George Bush was president. There were no good old days when George Bush was president. He was a horror show. And yet he now is thought of well by people. And I expect over time, not just because of books like this, but, you know, one way or another, whether you like Trump or you didn't like Trump, he'll always, forever, he will present a dichotomy in thinking. He's just that kind of a character. But in this circumstance, the people who are friends of his, the story of his last 20-some-odd years, I think this is really, she deals with the criticism that there's too much coverage of Donald Trump. I say this all the time.
Yeah, there is.
There is too much coverage. But she deals with it from the point of view of the people who were saying that, who were mostly his primary opponents in 2016. That's where it started. Well, of course they're going to say he got too much publicity or too much attention. But he's kind of a tycoon and a buffoon put together. And it comes out here. I think this is an interesting read, frankly, from what I can see about it. So it's, I'm sure, something that will get a lot of attention, both here and abroad. So the Donald Trump book out, and I'm sure it'll be number one, obviously, in the New York Times bestseller list. They'll put it there, because it's one of their books and one of their people. 21 after the hour on Good Day. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
As the chain of life is linked to the sun, to the soil, to the plants, to the animal, and then to man, that vital link between those steps is absolutely essential to what has kept mankind on this planet for as long as you believe we've been here.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug's Dirt here at 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Social media in the focus. Our connection to you through social media, anyway, is Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Help yourself to that. People, I saw a lot of focus on these statements from Hayden Panettiere, if that's how you pronounce her name. She and the business about relinquishing custody of her daughter to this fellow who was the father, I guess, and this is because she was addicted
dealt with a lot. She had such severe postpartum depression, was battling drug and alcohol addiction, and when Vladimir Klitschko, her ex, whom she shares her daughter with, was he
Ukrainian?
Reached out to her and
he actually went
and he and his brother, they're boxers, they were fighting on the ground.
Ah, right. And they're still there in Ukraine. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I thought I remembered seeing that. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And her daughter is with members of his family, I believe, elsewhere. I think she went to Poland and then somewhere else. But she said that was the hardest thing she ever had to do. But she also acknowledged that that was probably best for her. And she still wanted to be a mother to her. But as far as all of the guardianship rights, she relinquished those to her ex.
Mm-hmm. So is she in this new, or did I see somewhere the new House of Rings or Lord or whatever the heck it is, this new updated movie what's the thing called that replaced
Lord of the Rings?
How to Train Your Dragon. Didn't that replace the old... that stuff that was, I forget the thing because I never watched it much. But that's a very popular Game of Thrones, right? Didn't How to Train Your Dragon come out of that? Isn't she in that?
I don't think that's related at all.
So there we go.
Oh, House of Dragons. House of Dragons.
What I said.
How to Train Your Dragon is a children's movie.
Oh.
That's why I was like, I don't think they're related.
There
House
you go.
Of Dragons. No, she's not in it.
No, okay. That was one of my clueless moments.
Something about dragons.
Something about dragons, exactly, right. Winona Judd is not happy about her mother committing suicide, and she is all over the place now talking about it, and talks about it not necessarily in a glowing way.
She's angry, yeah.
She's angry at her mother for killing herself, and what that does, you know, that's...
She's angry with
it. It's selfish.
Yeah.
It is, but it's selfish when you do stuff. And this is kind of what I think she's saying, isn't she saying that? I don't know whether she felt, whether her sister agrees with her, Ashley, or not, but Winona's not
been
quiet.
She's angry because she wonders if there's anything she could have done, and I think a lot of survivors of suicide feel that. They wonder if they could have pushed harder.
Done something.
Present. There's always some kind of level of blame that...
Guilt.
It's a little bit self-imposed. Yeah, guilt.
I think that that's not the case. At least from the outside looking in, I wouldn't have thought that Winona would have bear any responsibility for this whatsoever, frankly. That doesn't keep people from thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you love your mother and she does something like this, you know, think, well, what could I have done? What could I have seen? Is there something more that could have made it easier for my mother to live a more normal life?
And a lot of times anger is an easier feeling and emotion than sadness.
Yeah.
And that's why so many times people go towards that.
Yep. Well, it is food for thought, that's for sure. 28 after the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian was a tremendous blow to the people of Florida and the Carolinas, who are already suffering from the economy and the lasting effects of the COVID pandemic. Representative Ralph Norman of South Carolina on Newsmax over the weekend.
The two main industries in South Carolina which are hit hard with this are the tourism and then the farming. We've got over 25,000 farms.
Authorities in Denmark announced both the Nord Stream natural gas pipelines have stopped leaking. Undersea blasts that damaged the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines last week led to huge methane leaks. Nordic investigators said the blast involved several hundred pounds of explosives. Ukraine President Zelensky announced on Sunday his military forces had retaken full control of the strategically important eastern city of Lyman. The invader, Russian President Vladimir Putin, proclaimed the area would belong to his country forever. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here is the story of a grandmother who is raising her late son's children, who is working toward making drunk drivers pay child support.
They should.
It's Cecilia Williams lost her son, his fiance, and her grandson to a crash police say was caused by a drunk driver.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make the very first thing that you say count when you're talking to somebody. That's what I try to do here with Jay. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Here's some very interesting and conflicting information about coffee. One more thing that confuses you about coffee. And for those of you who can't live without a cup of coffee in the morning or during the day, most of the time, though, it's in the morning. Here's some good news. This study shows drinking 2 to 3 longer. Ooh. Published in the Journal of Preventive Cardiology. Healthy coffee habit could reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease, coronary heart disease, heart failure, that sort of thing, strokes. The goal of the research was to examine how drinking different types of coffee could impact your mortality. And the study shows of the 500,000 participants, not like this was a short study, those who drank 2 to 3 cups had the least risk of heart disease compared to non-coffee drinkers. That's me. I forgot how much coffee. You don't drink much coffee, do you?
I have lattes, yeah. I mean, I don't drink like a regular cup of coffee, but I do go get lattes during the day.
Yeah. So coffee and caffeine together, study says that the beverage's non-caffeinated compounds are primarily responsible for health-boosting benefits. So it's not the caffeine.
I was going to ask, so would the same effects be had whether or not you're having caffeinated or decaf?
It looks to me like it doesn't make any difference. That's what the non-caffeinated compounds primarily responsible. So maybe you could take away from it if you had decaffeinated, which is not non-caffeinated, right? It has the caffeine taken out rather than not be there at all. Anyway, I just found that to be pretty interesting. Pumpkin pies and the season. Farmers adopting regenerative farming techniques that have changed the size and the availability of pumpkins. This year, there are more pumpkins around than have ever been around before. And so Libby's, the company that does the canned food and produces about 85% of the canned pumpkin, is saying that this is a result of pollinating bees and better soil health brought about by using less chemicals. This is one of my ideals when I talk about farm stuff, and I know I talk about it a lot, but what's more important than the food you eat? You are what you eat, correct? And I'm kind of a nut bird on organic farming and kind of a nut bird when it comes to the things that are put on the soil that ruin the soil and therefore ruin what grows in the soil. Previous practices are not good, and so now there are companies, the big companies, like PepsiCo, General Mills, Nestle, that are adopting new approaches to things like growing pumpkins or having farmers grow the pumpkins that they use in their products. But the same thing is, is just kind of across the board. It is something that I think is common sense, but that's me thinking that because I'm around it all the time. People, as we know, every day when we do our farm, family, and food report, Jay, we always have a recall, and the amount of acuity when it comes to knowing that much about food other than we like it because it tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It was convenient. It was easy to get to.
That's handy,
also,
right?
Gut health matters, too. Gut health absolutely matters with the rest of your overall health.
Wasn't James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas talking about some friends he went up to visit his folks that live in a town north of Dallas?
Well, yeah, it's like I have my family lives up like 50 miles north of Dallas, and it's like a population of 500. And so I take friends over there, and they're surprised about how like different it is from the city. And so I tell them, it's not all just Dallas. That's not all that Texas is. It's more than just that. It's country, you know?
Yeah. Mostly country.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, it isn't Dallas. It isn't Houston. It isn't Austin. It isn't St. Peter. Not St. What am I looking for? What's the other one? It's Austin and St. What's the other city that I'm missing?
San Antonio.
Yeah. So those four cities. Yeah. A lot of people from California moving to West Texas cities. People from the east have moved down into Dallas, even more into Houston, actually, because of the industrial base of Houston, the insurance business and stuff. But you go outside those communities, and it's like a different world. Same with New York. I was talking earlier about the stupidity, and I know I'm kind of overcooking. Well, maybe I'm not. I don't think I'm overcooking, and I don't like that word necessarily. But the ignorance that is forced upon the rest of the state from the people who basically the state capital is Albany, but most all of them live and work in Manhattan, and they all think like New Yorkers being Manhattanites. And that's not the case. Talk to somebody who's up in north of Albany, in Cobleskill, for example. You go up to the Finger Lakes, where we have a lot of listeners, or wherever you can go around the state further east from there into New York, into Vermont, or west out into western part of the state. Fabulous, fabulous farming land, and yet it's all being wasted because of these unbelievable. Unbelievable focus on how not to do things. It's like they are trying to kill agriculture. And if we keep this up across our country, we're not going to have enough food to feed ourselves, never mind help feed the rest of the world. We're not. It's going to go. It's gone. It's going to be gone. If you look at the stuff that's going on in New York State and apply that to way too many places in our country, so what? They're going to limit the amount of overtime farm workers. How are you going to pay for the food? We don't want to pay now what food is really worth. So if it costs more to produce it, how are you going to keep these people in business? Mm-hmm. These family farms. You're not going to keep them in business.
Rising prices along with the fear of food shortage. I think that's also what's kind of simulating the backyard farms that everybody's doing just in their yard where they have chickens or they have all the
produce wants
the veggies. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The story of the Apple logo. You ever wonder why it is that it's called Apple?
Or well, it started with Macintosh, right?
Yeah, it's a Mac, right? Macintosh, and then the Apple thing came out. That's very good. I didn't know you knew that. So now I don't have to tell the story, basically. Steve Jobs liked apples, apparently. That's the end of that story. Now, let's talk about Mila Kunis, who is a Ukrainian-born actress married to Ashton Kutcher. Quite a popular person, quite intelligent. I've seen a number of interviews with her, especially since the business of Ukraine sort of put her in the spotlight, not because she's an actress and not because she's married to Ashton Kutcher, but because of her heritage. And she thinks that we are becoming numb to the cascade of bad news that's coming out of Ukraine.
Yeah, and just news in general. That it's we're becoming desensitized. And
we are.
She was even stating that. Oh, of course. It's. I always kind of liken it to when you're in elementary school and you have a fire drill and you have to go outside. But then you get so desensitized to hearing that alarm that you always think it's a drill. And if it were actually a fire, you would not react properly because you would just kind of be moseying along.
Well, remember I said that with regard to all the focus on the hurricanes. It's the same principle. You become desensitized to it because you see too much of it. It's like crying wolf.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. All the time. And so what's in it? After a while, you say, yeah. And what's next?
And she even points out the current state of affairs and across the globe and all of the turmoil that so many places are having. And there is not only one battle nor war happening on planet Earth. But when it comes to Ukraine and Russia, that is the one that is probably going to have the most global effect because of commerce and everything that's been going on with it.
Yeah.
And the fact that the news media is talking about everything, but we're seeing it so much that it's kind of just easy to either be numb to it or change the channel or turn the page.
Well, but the other side of that is if we were going to talk about the business for the hurricane, Hurricane Ian, there are some stories that didn't get played enough, if that's the right word. I saw something that I hadn't seen before because I kind of turned this stuff off. I know what's going on. We talk about it every day. I feel like I don't have to over-imbibe, if you will. But I did see the story of this heroic rescue of a man who was stuck in his flooded car.
Oh, yeah, a whole group of people that came to his aid,
Yeah, and all the people saving pets during the storm. Those are the stories, the Good Samaritans, those are the stories that I want to have more of to show the better side of human nature when nature isn't human. I turned that around a little bit. See what I did there? Nature became a little inhuman with the advocate of what went on there. Anyway,
I like it. It was powerful.
Yeah, was it?
Until you explained it.
Right. Never any good. The frozen lake on Mars that you've heard about is, in fact, true. It is real. There have been kind of almost now it's becoming, this is another thing. We hear all these stories about Mars. Okay, yeah, I guess there maybe is life there. Maybe we can go there. Okay, so what's next? So we've had these, the Webb telescope go out, the Hubble telescope, and look and see what, you know, we think Mars is a long ways away. Mars is like, hello, going next door for a cup of sugar in comparison to what these new telescopes on these big, well, actually some of them are not that big, these satellites that are going way, way, way out, or at least we think they're way, way, way out. Mars is our neighbor. Some of these planets that are being revealed that are 12,000 light years away that are still in our galaxy. So imagine going beyond. Our galaxy is one of the smallest in the universe, and it's in a little corner of the universe. And, you know, you think, okay, how much more can you go out? Well, literally, you can go forever. Because that seems to be, you know, now what we're finding out is the, and we don't know how to understand, we don't know how to even imagine this. That it goes on forever. No stop. Infinity. Personified and defined by the universe. Just pretty amazing. All right, let's get back to life here. And the story of the Roman, the miracle plant that may have been rediscovered. This is kind of a good thing, as we talk a lot about food, and that goes to the study of botany, what's growing, plants and stuff like that. So I want to spend some time on that. And I guess what I'm doing is inviting you not to go away, because so many times, especially depending on the time of day you listen to the program, you can pick up little bits and pieces, and then, you know, we run into something else. So be aware that gooddayshow.com is a place for you to hear the program as it continues through the day. You won't miss a thing. 10 before the hour. No, actually, 48 after the hour.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-364-1031 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-364-1031. That's 800-364-1031. What do you have to lose? Call 800-364-1031. Again, 800-364-1031.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Bon, Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave Marin, Rivière de Guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Without leave, he's AWOL today. I understand that. Sometimes it happens to the best of us. So meantime, there's always room for some more info from our farm, food, and family category. The end is near, Jay, for chocolate bunnies sold at grocery stores called Lidl, L-I-D-L. There's a federal court in Switzerland that has ordered them all to be destroyed because they violated the trademark of the Lindt company, L-I-N-D-T, L-I-D-L versus L-I-N-D-T. Do you eat Lindt?
That's who I was thinking of when you first started mentioning it until you sold it, or you spelled it, I mean, and then I was kind of like, oh, wait, this story just seems so out of season.
Yeah, well, it's because of the night Easter
time. The chocolate bunnies are typically around Easter time.
Well, aren't there a lot of Halloween? There's a lot of bunnies, chocolate stuff that's sold at Halloween time, it seems to me.
Yeah, the chocolate pumpkins, and just really all kinds of any kind of candy.
I'll tell you something. This is really the more outrageous trick-or-treat warning today is that candy corn is being recalled because of some deadly stuff that may be in it. I've already bought my candy corn for this season. Have you?
No, candy? I feel like I'm in the majority of people who don't partake in the candy corn.
What?
It's
You're kidding.
So gross.
What?
Yeah,
gross.
Not a fan. Not a fan. Put that right up there with Peeps and Circus Peanuts for me.
Peeps, too sugary, right. But candy corn, that's some of the best stuff in life, frankly. All right, let's see what else we have here that is of interest. And import when it comes to food news. There's a hornet's nest that's a problem in Wyeth County, Virginia, farm owned by Sherry Shaverty and her husband. This is in the hornet nest department in their doghouse. She said, it's quite amazing. It just showed up. And this is the reason I tell this story, is because most of us who know about beehives, literally, they are not there today, but tomorrow you can see a one the size of your fist, and then it gets getting bigger, a little bigger every day, bigger. And depending on where it is and how much sunlight there is, the thing keeps growing and growing. So this couple has discovered this huge hornet's nest on their farm, the bald-faced hornet. Pretty dangerous. They're not,
I respect bees. I appreciate bees, even though I'm terrified of them, but I will give them a safe distance and try to mind my own business. But hornets, I have no time for. Yeah, those are
There's
so
a big
mean.
Difference.
It's
and so a lot
scary.
Of people, the city folks that we've been talking about here, don't know the difference between a wasp or a bee or a hornet. A queen bee or a yellow jacket, they're all different kinds of bees. Hornets need to be destroyed. You need to burn them out.
Same with wasps.
Nothing. Wasps, the same thing. I know that we say they're all God's creatures, great and small.
No, they're not. That's a dirty lie that people want you to believe.
And so the way you say that, it's like, no. There's nothing about hornets. They're aggressive. They will attack you. They will sting you a number of times. Oftentimes, some bees will sting you once and then they die. But these guys will go really right after. I've had hornets attack me, and it's a good thing I'm not allergic to some of this stuff. These things are just plain dangerous, and it may cost you $600-$700 to get rid of them. But in this case, it was in their doghouse, but they should burn the doghouse out. Burn it up. Build a new doghouse, right?
Not burn it down. Good. Down to the ground.
Huge. The size of the dog's house. Burn it up. Burn it down.
That
but
is
get
so terrifying.
Yep. Horrible. Really, really. It is. When you okay. The miracle plant that may have been rediscovered, a Turkish botanist has found this old, which, you know, it's the old business about what's old is new again. This is called Silphilium. I mean, is that pretty close, you think? It's a flower grown in Libya. It was there a long time ago and then disappeared. And now, of the Roman recipes that were at the time of Emperor Tiberius, you know, these things were considered good for you, even aphrodisiacal. Is that how you pronounce it? Aphrodisiacal. How do you? It's an aphrodisiac. So
it sounds about right. Sounds good.
Sounds
enough.
Right. So thanks to the Libyans for rediscovering Silphilium and helping people get so that they can love again. 59 past the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.